With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Water everywhere across parts of southeast Texas, including Houston. Torrential rains triggering widespread flooding, resulting in evacuations, high water rescues, and many power outages. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo calls it a life-threatening situation.
I am issuing, starting now, a mandatory call for evacuation along the east side of the East Fork of the San Jacinto River.
And it's far from over. Flooding expected to persist into the weekend. The National Weather Service says some spots have gotten up to a foot of rain in a very short span of time. The NYPD swings into action again. This morning, officers outfitted with riot gear are clearing a garbage-strewn encampment at New York University. The action comes on the heels of yesterday's operation at Columbia University and on the West Coast at UCLA. Also at SRNNews.com, former President Trump's New York criminal trial will be resuming this morning, and we're about to get an update on the job market.
Economists surveyed by the data firm FactSet believe that when the Labor Department releases its figures later this morning, they'll likely show the April unemployment rate of 3.8%. That would make a 27th straight month of a jobless rate lower than 4%. The forecasters expect that employers added 233,000 jobs to the economy in April, which is lower than the month before of 303,000, but still a healthy total. A strong job market and the overall economy, fueled by steady consumer spending, has kept inflation persistently above the Federal Reserve's 2% target. Donna Warder, Washington.
And the question, though, how many of those new jobs will be full-time positions or even second or third jobs for individuals? On Wall Street this morning, stock futures sharply higher. Dow futures are up 295 points. This is SRN News. A battle over girls' sports is brewing in West Virginia.
Last month, five middle school girls refused to compete in the shot put at a track and field meet in Harrison County because they would have been competing against a boy who was living as a girl. School officials have responded by banning the girls from future track and field meets. Four of the five athletes and their parents have filed a lawsuit. Meanwhile, the boy who's living as a girl will continue to compete. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Holocaust survivors are taking part in a digital campaign called Cancel Hate, which features videos of them reading Holocaust denial posts from different social media platforms. The campaign was launched by the New York-based Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany. Each post illustrates how denial and distortion can not only rewrite history, but perpetuates anti-Semitic narratives and spreads hate. In the videos, the survivors juxtapose the hate post with their personal stories of persecution during the Holocaust. SRN News. Wildlife researchers say it's the first time they've seen something like this.
Researchers in Indonesia have observed an orangutan who had a raw, ugly wound on his right cheek, apparently treated successfully using leaves from a medicinal plant, one used by people throughout Southeast Asia to treat pain and inflammation. The scientists believe the adult male, named Rakus, may have sustained the wound in a fight with another animal. In the journal Scientific Reports, they report observing him pluck and chew the plant's leaves, use his fingers to apply the juices to the injury, then press the remainder to cover the open wound like a makeshift bandage. Photos show it healed within a month without problems. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Biden today awards the Medal of Freedom to 19 individuals for their notable contributions to American society. Among today's recipients, John Kerry, Nancy Pelosi, Al Gore, and Michael Bloomberg. More details, SRNNews.com.